always good to talk a little track and field. I know you got your first meet coming up next week, and the two-time champions in Class C. Again, we've talked about it before. It's a little different look at the end of the season district time, moving up to Class B, but I know you're telling your kids, hey, we're going to do what we do, go out and run the good times and post the good marks and field events, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing despite going to B again.
Absolutely. You know, when we first knew that there was possible, but we kind of thought we were maybe going to slide back, you know, just under the number. But when it came out and we saw we were beat, there was a week or so there of kind of, oh, darn it, you know. But then as we started to look at things and you know, started to kind of slot our guys into events and stuff and just project, you know, we think that we can be competitive there, and you know, it's certainly going to be a challenge. There's some events in Class B that are just, I mean, when you look at like the 4, 8, you know, the mile, the 2 mile, the relays, they're just phenomenal. But you know, we've got some strengths in some areas where we think we can still be competitive.
I know losing a fantastic track and field guy like Easton Freeze, that was a tough one to lose, but he's doing some great things in college now. You knew the time was going to come, but you've still got a ton of kids underclassmen back, are ready to keep this great tradition going this year, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, Easton, you know, if you look at it, Easton's probably the best track athlete that's ever come through Chase County. You know, I mean, what he accomplished in his career there. So, you know, to replace him, you know, you don't really replace him, but if you look at like that, our 4x4 relay that he ran on that set the state record, three of those guys are back. Three guys back for our 4x1, and you know, we've got three back on our 4x8, you know, and I don't know, you know, I think that 4x4 will stay real competitive. I don't know about the other two, but just shows you that, you know, we still have a really good range of guys that can spread out to events. You know, we've got some jumpers and throwers that are really coming. So, yeah, you know, it's just, like you said, fill in some gaps. You know, you lose two really good hurdlers with Easton and Jensen Olson, but we've got some young hurdlers that we're already really excited about that are up and coming. So, yeah, it is. If you know, you hope to get to that point where you can get some tradition going and be able to kind of fill in the gaps once the seniors go out, and I think we're doing that.
Thomas Reeves, you know, when the news came out about the injury, how is he doing on recovery now for you?
Sure. You know, Thomas just really got cleared for full participation here about a week into practice. So he had been doing his rehab, and Thomas is a kid that's going to work incredibly hard on you know, everything that he does. But, you know, for a sprinter, for somebody that has to be explosive you know, really has to put a lot of stress on those muscles around, you know, the knee on top of everything else, he's kind of where you would expect him to be. He's going to make it back, but you know, I know it can be discouraging for him. He's used to just being the fastest guy out there, and you know, he's having to make his way back. But you know, we talked about it. He's got 7 weeks, you know, still here until District 6, 7 weeks. So, you know, we're pretty confident that he's going to get there. And he's certainly a guy that he's going to put in every ounce of effort and in order to do that. So, you know, yeah, it was a tough break for Thomas. You know, you're probably talking about a guy that was likely going to be a state wrestling champion, if not. He was going to be real competitive there, and you know, he missed most of football season. So it's great to have him back on the track, and we hope that as long as we don't have any big setbacks, we think we can get him back to where he was, you know, by the end of the season.
The distance races, Carl, going to be fun to watch. Your guys and the Perkins County kids, whenever they battle, it's always going to be a dogfight, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, those two guys from Perkins County, you know, they went 1-2 in at state cross country, and they were the state champions in cross country. You know, we throw Haven Oxwell in there, and you know, North Platte St. Pat's, who's in our conference, they have a couple really, really good long distance guys, and when we look forward to Class B now, you know, you throw in the Gothenburg kids and you know, so many guys around this area. It's just ultra competitive. It was funny, Rich, we were looking, you know, if you want to talk about the difference between Class B and C, that's where you really see it. In Class C, I think three guys broke 10 minutes last year at the state meet. In Class B, it was 15. So it's pretty amazing.
You know, Mason Wallin was a fantastic vaulter for you. He's gone, graduated, but I think you got three other guys in the mix, 13, 12, and 12. They're going to go higher this year, you got to believe.
Yeah, two freshmen that were 12-footers that have already been, you know, just talking to Coach Anderson, our vault coach, 212, those guys have already been pushing, you know, they've been in over 13 feet, you know, and then Malachi Christensen, who was a junior last year, he battled some injuries and is battling some right now, but, you know, Malachi is a guy that we think is a 14-plus foot vaulter, so yeah, that's going to be another area of strength for us.
And, gosh, you're moving along to another field event. You've got plenty of jumpers this year, too.
Yeah, Cole Clevenger, you know, his goal, he was trying to get 22 feet, and at the state meet, he went 21-11.5. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Tucker Mullender is a 21-7 guy. So, you know, those guys both back. So, we're gonna be pretty strong there in the long jump. Triple jump, we have some young guys. And I think Cole, he didn't really triple jump a lot last year. He ended up being, you know, in that 42 foot range, but you look at a 22 foot long jump guy that you know runs a 50 flat 400, you know, he's a guy that we know triple jump wise we think we can get something big out of him as well, and some good young triple jumpers that we're excited about. So yeah, high jump, we got some guys that were freshmen that were those, you know, 5'6", 5'8" guys, but two or three of those guys have grown a couple inches and gotten stronger. You know, we're a big part of our basketball team. You know, James Bamba and Luke Freeze and some of those guys. So, yeah, you know, we're excited about the field events. That's really where, you know, field events, throws, you know, jumps there is where we're really thinking we can make a dent if we get to when we get to Omaha.
You always have a good junior high track and field program, Carl, and any chance, we named off a lot of guys there, any chance for now freshmen to break in and get a spot at any one of these events and perform well for you?
Yeah, you know, we've got a hurdler, Aaron Cervantes, who I believe he has our school record in eighth grade in the 100 hurdles, and he's really shown up, you know, early on here. And there's going to be some others. There's some good freshmen there. One guy we didn't mention that I should, Noah Rao is a kid in the shot and discus there. You know, he threw as a sophomore last year. He had a 159 foot discus throw, and Noah's a kid that. Had a really nice basketball season, and he's been an animal in the weight room. That kid's put on, he's 6'5", you know, and he's put on about 20 pounds of muscle since last year. He's going to put up some big numbers. I'm talking about, you know, he's going to put up some school record numbers in the discus, and you know, and he's going to really, he's made huge jumps in the shot. He's the guy that's also going to be a big contributor for us.
Boy, a ton of guys, Carl, once again. You got to be excited for each and every meet. You score big numbers each and every invite, and going to be fun to watch this year, aren't they?
It's going to be fun, and, you know, when I now look at it, you know, we've gone to districts, and it's been about, you know, it's been about getting guys qualified, and it's going to continue to be, but it's going to be really fun to slot into that Class B district and just see, you know, how we figure into it. You know, I mean, so many good track programs out here in Class B boys, with McCook and Scotts Bluff and Gothenburg and, you know, Ogallala and Sydney, and, you know, so it's just going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what we can do in there, you know, from a team standpoint. And, you know, that's one thing, like we've talked about, you know, to be competitive and win a state championship, which we've been lucky enough to do a couple times here, you've got to have great individuals. But we've been even probably more proud in the last 5-6 years of our teams that we can take to a meet, you know, our overall, even our events where we're not going to score at state, where we've had strong guys. So, you know, that's going to give us a chance, you know, all 17 events to see how we stack up. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And you'll have a chance to take, I'm sure, quite a few over to Perkins County coming up next week, won't you?
Yeah, we'll take everybody. They let us do unlimited entries as far as how many are in an event, so we'll get to throw all of our kids and jump all of our kids. You know, I think last year we lined up 12 or 13 guys and ran the 100 just to get some time. So it's a great way to do that first meet and get kids get some marks down and get them ready and for that overall invite coming up.